Okay, so the Gemara and Nun Aleph Amud Beis in the 7th parak of Sanhedrin continues by exploring the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. We said that there is a three-way machlokas tanaim regarding what happens to a bas kohen who was mezana. Does it make a difference if she is an arusa or if she is a nesua? So we said that according to Rabbi Shimon, both a bas kohen nesua and a bas kohen arusa are subject to sreifa. We said that according to the Chachamim, only a bas kohen nesua gets sreifa, but a bas kohen arusa would get the same thing as a Bas Yisrael Arusa. Now we have Reb Shmuel who said that a Bas Kohen Arusa gets Sreifa, while a Bas Kohen Nisua gets Chenek. So now the question is, where does Reb Shmuel get this from? How does he read this into the Pesukim? So the way that we explain it is that basically we have a Pasuk in Vayikra Chaf, where the Pasuk writes, V'ish asher yin'af as eshes, ish asher yin'af as eshes re'ehu, mos yumas hanoev v'no afes. And the Pasuk is pretty ambiguous, so it sounds like it should include everybody, both Bas Yisrael and Bas Kohen, and Arusa and Nesua. The only problem is that we have another pasuk in Kisetse that tells us that Ainara Meurasa gets Skilo when she is Mazana. So clearly, Arusa Bas Yisrael deviates from the program. Instead of getting Chenek, like any other person who is Mazana, an Arusa Bas Yisrael gets Skila. So Reb Shmuel says, okay, well now I have this pasuk of Ubas Ish Kohen, who is subject to Sreifa. So now, who is that going to be talking about? Is that going to be talking about a Nesua Bas Kohen, or is that going to be talking about an Arusa Bas Kohen? So he says, well, the same way that a Bas Yisrael, who is an Arusa, goes from getting Chenek to getting Skila, same thing should follow, that a Bas Kohen Arusa should go from getting Chenek to getting bumped up to Sreifa. So that's the first point that Rabbi Shmuel makes to show that the Bas Kohen Arusa is the one who deviates from the norm, going from getting Chenek to getting Sreifa. The second point that he makes is that we say from the Pasuk, V'asisim lo kashir zamam la'asos le'achiv, the question is, what happens if Edom come and testify that this Bas Kohen Arusa was Mazana with somebody? So now, the din should be that if Edom came along and they testified that and the Edus was successful, was pushed through, so then the Bas Kohen would be deserving of Sreifa, the Bas Kohen Arusa would be deserving of Sreifa, and the Boil would be deserving of Skila. So now the question is, well, let's say the Edom were found out to be Zomimin. What should they get? Should they get Skila? Or should they be getting Sreifa? So the answer is, V'asisim lo kashir zamam la'asos le'achiv. You have to give them what they intended to get the achiv, the boel, and not what they hoped on getting the arusa bas kohen. That's Rabbi Shmuel's two points. Number one, that the bas kohen arusa gets Sreifa. Number two, that the zomimin do not get what she would get, what she would have gotten. The zomimin get what the boel would have gotten. Okay, now Rabbi Akiva comes along, and Rabbi Akiva says, well, actually, the pasuk of Ubas Ish Kohen, Kisechel Lesnos Esaviyah Himachalalas Ba'esh Tisareif, is ambiguous also. So maybe that pasuk should be discussing both Nesua and Arusa Bas Kohen. In fact, that's Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Akiva says that the pasuk of Ubas Ish Kohen is referring to both Arusa Bas Kohen and Nesua Bas Kohen. So the question is, though, that the pasuk also doesn't really mention anything about Arusa or Nesua. So how do you know that she has to be married? Maybe the pasuk of Bas Ish Kohen should include even a Panuya, even a Bas Kohen who is not married. How do you know, how does Rabbi Akiva know that the pasuk is discussing only Arusa Bas Kohen and Nesua Bas Kohen? So the answer is, Rabbi Akiva uses the word Aviha in the pasuk. We know it says Aviha in the context of Namarasa. And we have the word Aviya in the context of Bas Kohen. So the same way that Nar Murasa has to be Mi'urasa, there must be Zikas about, she must be connected maritally to somebody, so too the Bas Kohen has to be connected through some sort of a marriage, either Erisin or Nisun, as we'll see shortly, in order to be subject to Sreifa. So Rabbi Shmuel says back, well, wait a second, if you're using the Pasuk of Nar Murasa to dictate how to learn the Pasuk of Bas Kohen, so then you should limit the Pasuk of a Bas Kohen to an Arusa who is a Naira. How do you know that it should apply to a Nesua as well? So Rabbi Akiva says, well, I use the Pasuk of Ubas to teach me that there's a more expansive approach to the Pasuk, that the Pasuk of a Bas Kohen, Ubas Ish Kohen, is including not only a Naira who's an Arusa, but even a Nesua. So Rabbi Shmuel thought at this point that Rabbi Akiva was abandoning the Gezer Shava of Aviha entirely. So Rabbi Shmuel then says back to Rabbi Akiva, he says, I don't understand. If you're abandoning the Gzeir Shava and saying Bas Ubas, so then you should include everybody. Even a Pinuya who is a Bas Kohen should be subject to Sreifa. So Rabbi Akiva says back, no, you don't understand. I'm using both the Gzeir Shava and Ubas in order to teach me the rules. In other words, I'm going to use the Gzeir Shava to teach me that the girl must be connected through some sort of a marriage. That excludes a Pinuya Bas Kohen. So a Pinuya Bas Kohen would not be subject to Sreifa if she were Mazana. But then I use Bas Ubas to teach me that that it's not limited to a Nar Marasa, that we should include even a Nisua. Okay, but either way, at this point in the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva has darshaned two things that Rabbi Shmuel has not dealt with. Number one, Rabbi Akiva showed us what he uses the word aviha in the Pasuk 4, and he showed us what he uses the word ubas in the Pasuk 4. So now the Gemara wants to know, what is Rabbi Shmuel going to use ubas for, and what is Rabbi Shmuel going to use aviha for? So the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Shmuel uses the word ubas to teach me avua d'shmo bar avin's din. And that is that we find that the only Kohanim who are allowed to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash are Kohanim who are Tamimim, not Kohanim who are Bali Mumin. So I would think then, and the way the Rashi explains this, that you would think that they have a somewhat demoted status of Kedusha. If that's the case, that the Bali Mumin have a demoted status of Kedusha, so then their daughters also should have a demoted status of Kedusha. If that's the case, then a Bas Kohen, a Bas Balmum Kohen, should not be subject to Sreifa, because she has a lower status than any other typical Bas Kohen. And that's why we need the Pasuk of Ubas to teach me that even the daughter of a Baal Mum should be subject to Sreifa if she were Mezana. Where does Rabbi Akiva learn this din from? So he uses a different pasuk. The pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Aleph Vav writes, "Kedoshim yu lelokehem, v'lo yichalalu shem elokehem, ki es ishei Hashem lechem elokehem, heim makrivim, v'hayu kodesh." Why does the pasuk say v'hayu kodesh? Rabbi Akiva says that teaches us this din, that the daughters have some level of kedusha. So Rabbi Shmuel says back, well, why would I use it for that? That pasuk of Vahayu Kodesh is to teach me a different idea. I would have thought that the Baal Mum is totally removed from Kedusha, and that if he's invalid or doing Avoda, maybe he shouldn't be subject to the typical rules of Tumah V'Tahara that Kohanim must observe. So that's why I have the pasuk of Vahayu Kodesh, to teach me that even though they are pasul from doing Avoda, the Baal Mum, the Kohanim who are Baal Mum, still must observe the laws of Tumah, that they cannot become Tamei Lemesim. Okay, so that either way, what that tells us so far is that now we've learned what Rabbi Shmuel uses Ubas for. He uses Ubas to teach me that the Bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen who is a Baal Mum, is still subject to Sreifa if she is Mezana. But we still have to figure out what does Rabbi Shmuel use the word Avia in the Pasuk for. So we say he uses it for the same thing that Rabbi Meir uses it for. And that is, Rabbi Meir says, it says in the Pasuk, Es Avia hi mechalales, that she desecrates or she defiles her father. Now, what does it really mean? So we understand that to mean that we demote her father's status. We demote her father from his original status of Kedusha when she is Mezana. Nogin bo Kodesh, Nogin bo Chol, Kavod, Nogin bo Bizayon, Omrin, Arusha Zuyilad, Arusha Zigidel. We curse him for having raised such a horrible child. But in other words, what you see is that when she is Mezana, the father, the Kohen, is demoted from his status of Kedusha. So let's say if he got the first Aliyah, we don't give him the first Aliyah anymore. If he would lead the Mezuma, we don't let him do that anymore. That's what Rabbi Shmuel does with the Pasuk. So at the end of the day, what we have is, first we discussed, where does Rabbi Shmuel learn his Yisod, that the Arusa Bas Kohen gets Sreifa, while the Nisua Bas Kohen gets Chenek, and he said that he learned it out from the fact that the Bas Yisrael, Arusa, goes, she deviates from the Pasuk, the standard Pasuk of adultery, and she, instead of getting Chenek, she gets Skila. So the same thing should be, that if the Pasuk of a Bas Kohen is going to deviate from the standard, instead of getting Chenek, it's going to be a Bas Kohen Arusa who gets Sreifa. The second din is that we said that according to Rabbi Shmuel, he learns out that the Edom Zomamin would get, Edom Zomamin who came to testify that this Bas Kohen Arusa was Mezana with somebody else, so they would get the Misa of Achiv and not Achoso. They would get the Misa of the bowl and not the Bas Kohen. Then we had Rabbi Akiva who explains to us that the Pasuk of a Bas Kohen is ambiguous and therefore it should include both Arusa and Nesua Bas Kohen. How does he know that the Pasuk is not so ambiguous that it should include even a Penuya? So the answer is he uses the word Avia to link up to the Parsha of Nar Marasa. That tells us that the same way that Nar Marasa has to be connected maritally to somebody, so also the Bas Kohen has to have a Zikas Habal. So if that's the case, maybe the pasuk of a bas kohen should be limited to Naam Ras. So the answer is, Rabbi Akiva uses the word ubas, the additional vav, ubas, to include even a nesua. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the ubas in the pasuk, and what does he do with the aviha in the pasuk? So Rabbi Shmuel uses ubas to teach me that even a bas kohen whose father is a baal mum, and therefore cannot do avoda, still she is subject to sreifa. And what's Rabbi Shmuel going to do with Aviyah? He uses that to teach us that when she is Mazana, when the Bas Kohen is Mazana, we demote the father.